So what happens if you, rather than just using one of these at a time, you combine them and you use your risk profile and to have a risk prediction test? Of course, any risk prediction, it depends on what your threshold is for calling somebody at risk. And one way of demonstrating this is if you take the proportion of your population above a given level of risk, based on your genetic risk score, what proportion of all future cases of disease do these account for? And the line we want to look at to start with is the black line. And so if you take the 50% of the population, i.e. all those with a relative risk based on their genetic risk score of greater than 0.93, they will explain something over 60%, nearly 65% of cases. So 50% of the population explained about 65% of the cases. If you take the 20% of the population at highest risk, they explain over 30% of the cases. So obviously, as you'd expect, this line is better than a straight line. And this is equivalent in diagnostic testing to a receiver-operator characteristic curve when you think about a test and you have different thresholds for diagnostic testing. And so this is called an ROC curve. And another way of sort of looking at it overall is to work out what the area under that curve is. And the area under that curve is about 61%. A perfect risk test would have an area under the curve of 100%. A risk test that's no better than tossing a coin in terms of predicting future disease would have an area under the curve of 50%. And generally, a test with area under a receiver-operator characteristic curve of 60% would not be thought of as having very much clinical utility. So for those of you who remember or have used something like the Framingham Risk Score for cardiovascular disease, which is fairly widely used in terms of cardiovascular risk prediction, certainly in the academic setting, the area under the curve for that is between 70 and 75%. So we're not doing as well as cardiovascular risk prediction. The pink line is the line you get from using standard risk factors, and as the variance is almost the same, the lines are almost overlapping. This line here, the next one, is what would happen if you combined standard risk factors with genetic factors that we know about, the 18. And then finally, for comparison, this blue line shows where we might get to if we knew all of the genes that were associated with breast cancer risk. And so that's the kind of potential maximum that we could get to. And of course, we'll never get there. We'll never find all of them. But we do hope that over the next few years, this black line will be pushed in that direction somewhat. So the discrimination of these tests is not great.